At one point in her life, Janet Clements was struggling with grief and fear. Spiritual light dissolved the darkness when she gained fresh insight into the teachings of the Bible. Here she is to tell her story.
We had just moved into our new house the day before, and we were in the midst of unpacking, but I had prepared a Thanksgiving dinner, and all of us were gathered around the table, and we were bowing our heads in prayer and gratitude before we started our Thanksgiving feast. And I was wearing this huge, wide grin. I just couldn't stop smiling. I was in awe of God's incredible goodness that had come into my life. It was just a few years before when my head was not bowed in gratitude and happiness, but really was bowed in tears of sadness and grief and fear. Both my mother and my husband had passed away within a short time of each other, and I was really struggling with grief and trying to learn how to cope with the responsibilities of being a single mom. And there were times, really, when waves of uncontrollable loneliness and fear would just roll over me. And I was really looking for a sense of hope. I was looking for a sense of happiness and goodness, gratitude. It all seemed to be gone from me at that time. But I did find a way to turn that sadness into gratitude and compassion and love, and find a full sense of life. And really the turning point for me came when I took to heart a statement that was in a book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. And in this book, in essence, she said, we could take the inspired word of the Bible as our sufficient guide to eternal life. And at this point, I really needed a guide. And so I thought, could I take the Bible as a sufficient guide to understanding more about the eternal life of my mother and my husband? Could it bring comfort and peace and purpose to my life that I was yearning for at this point? And so I decided to take a look. I took 2 years delving into the Bible and also science and health to find out more about eternal life. And it was really worth every minute of it. I just found inspiration and insight into all of my questions. And I really found that divine loving is how divine life is expressed. And in this study, I found this part. Jesus was asked a question about how to inherit eternal life. And his answer was to love God and to love your neighbor. So the answer was to love, to give love, to express love. So I thought, well, the word God means good. So if I'm going to love God, it would mean a love of good. And if I were going to love my neighbor, I saw that to mean to love the good that my neighbor expressed and to see them embraced in the goodness and the love of God. And then I thought, well, where is this love going to come from? And then I thought, well, God is love, and God is here, so love is here, and I'm here, and so I must be embraced in that love of God. And I began to see my relationship with God as kind of like a ray of light in the sun. Well, the ray of light is not just out there somewhere in the universe trying to shine and sparkle and be bright. It has a connection with the sun, and it's really the sun that is expressing in that ray of light the sparkle and the brilliance and the brightness. And I thought, I have a connection with God. I am at one with the source of love itself, of goodness, and I don't have to try and do this on my own any more than the ray of light had to try and shine on its own. I can see that God is expressing in me goodness and love and these qualities. And it wasn't dependent upon the presence of my mother or my husband or a human situation. It was really dependent on that relationship, on that connection with the source of all love and all good. And that no cloud of grief or sadness could ever really separate me from that source of all good and all love. And so with my whole heart, then, I began letting God's love be expressed in my thought. And when these waves of fear and loneliness and doubt would try and roll over my thought, I would remember my connection with the source of love, with God. And I would just let my thought be filled with this love from God. And really, it was a prayer. And I would spend sometimes hours of prayer in love for humanity, praying and loving those that were homeless and widowed and sick and afraid and abused, and just tenderly embracing everyone in God's love and precious care. And even when I was out in the community, I would pause in gratitude and love for all those around me at the moment and cherish the good that they were expressing. And I can remember a point where I just felt this incredible joy when I realized that because I was at one with a source of infinite love, that I had all of God's love with which to love everyone in my family, in my community, in the nation, in the world, in the whole universe, that God's love could never run out, could never be withheld, never be selective. And this was the peace and the satisfaction that I was gaining. I was seeing that as I was reaching out with unselfed love to others, that that was what was lifting me out of this sadness and loneliness and fear. It was a whole new way of living. It was divine loving, I saw, was really divine living. And one night I realized that I had found this new way of expressing life. And I was singing a little song about this life that makes all things new, in realizing that that's what happened to my life, that everything was becoming new. It was becoming filled with goodness and love. And at that moment, every shred of sadness, every dark thought just dissolved. And I just felt fully restored to wholeness, full of light and joy. And it was interesting that the very next day, I received a call from someone who was facing a very similar situation to what I had gone through. And so I was all ready to share with him my insights and inspiration and all that I'd gained from these 2 years of study of the Bible. And so as it turned out, we eventually got married, and we began a new life together with a new sense of companionship, a new family, a new home, new work, just a full sense of restoration to wholeness and joy. And so that was what had brought the smile to my face on that memorable Thanksgiving day. Really, my heart was singing with the thought, thank you, God, for all your love, because we have all of it to love everyone. And really, Thanksgiving, I learned, was not so much about what we have received, but it's what we have to give. We are connected to that infinite source of good and of love, and really, that's what fills our heart with gratitude.
That was Janet Clements of Beverly, Massachusetts, who's in the public practice of Christian Science.